Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and break it down to its most important points. I share my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from it and help improve your life. This week's episode is called Nice versus Kind. Are you a nice person or are you a kind person? Do you know the difference? Today I want to talk about whether it's better to be nice or to be kind. Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness. Seneca. A few weeks ago, I stumbled on a discussion on Twitter, of all places, about the difference between being nice and being kind. And this was an idea that I hadn't ever really thought about, so today I want to dig into this idea from a Stoic perspective. Now, I'm sure that most of us at some point when we were kids were told that we needed to be nice to everyone. We may have been scolded for not being nice when we said something that upset someone else, as if we had control over what that other person felt. This was often mixed in with being told that we were being unkind. So I think that the place to start with this is to define each of these terms. So the definition of being nice is pleasing and agreeable in nature, exhibiting courtesy and politeness. Whereas the definition of kind is generous, helpful, and caring about other people. In Stoic philosophy, being kind and being nice are often seen as two distinct virtues. Being kind is generally considered an essential virtue and as a fundamental aspect of being a good person. The Stoics believed that the key to living a virtuous life was to cultivate the four cardinal virtues, wisdom, courage, justice, and moderation. And being kind falls under the virtue of justice, since it involves treating others fairly and with empathy. On the other hand, being nice is typically seen as a less essential virtue, because it's often more focused on pleasing others and avoiding conflict. Now, since one of the most important things we can learn in Stoicism is that we cannot control what other people think or feel, we can see that sometimes people will be nice in an attempt to please or manipulate others. They're trying to control or influence how the other person thinks or feels about them. On the other hand, being kind is very much within our control. Being kind is when we act in such a way that it is helpful to others. We aren't doing something just so that we look good or that others will like us. We are simply living our principles. Life is so hard, how can we be anything but kind? Jack Kornfield. If we dig a little deeper into Stoic philosophy, the difference between being nice and being kind can also be understood through the concepts of moral goodness and moral worth. Now, moral goodness refers to actions that align with virtue, whereas moral worth refers to the character of a person. Since being nice can include actions that could be considered virtuous, however, being nice does not necessarily require someone to have a virtuous character. For example, somebody may give money to a charity simply because it makes them look good, rather than because they genuinely care about the well-being of others. And in this sense, being nice is just a matter of moral goodness, but not necessarily moral worth. On the other hand, being kind means having a virtuous character and doing actions that align with virtues. A kind person is someone who consistently demonstrates virtues such as compassion and generosity, not just in their actions, but in their overall disposition and character. Being kind involves both moral goodness and moral worth, meaning you do good things and you try to be a good person. In his letter on tranquility of mind, Seneca wrote, "The first step in a life of wisdom is to establish our moral worth, to make ourselves good men. The second is to become good at what we do." In other words, Seneca believed that in order to live a good life, we must first focus on developing our character and then doing virtuous actions. Similarly, Marcus Aurelius wrote in Meditations, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." And this quote highlights the importance of not just talking about virtues, but actually practicing and embodying them in our lives. I've noticed that some cultures are, in places, are often kind, but not always nice. Others tend to be nice, but are not necessarily kind. For example, when I lived in Austria, I found that the people there were not always nice, as they were often very blunt, but they were generally very kind and would often go out of their way to help friends and strangers in need. Of course, this is just a generalization, and your mileage may vary from person to person. I think in many ways, being nice is much more about the appearance of what you do, and kindness is about doing something because it's the virtuous thing to do. It would be like taking care of somebody's kids when they're in the hospital versus just sending thoughts and prayers. Now, the last aspect of Stoicism that I want to touch on is that of self-kindness. One of the key principles of Stoicism is that external events are beyond our control and that our happiness is dependent on our own actions and attitudes. And this means that being kind is not just about being nice to others, but also about being kind to ourselves and treating ourselves with the same compassion and understanding that we would show to others. In my own experience, I've found that as I've learned to be kinder and less judgmental to myself, it makes it a lot easier to be kinder and less judgmental of others. In fact, I've found that the people who are often most harsh on other people usually are really hard on themselves. By being kind to ourselves, we can become less judgmental and kinder to others. While being nice is often seen as a desirable quality, it is not as essential as being kind. Being kind involves treating others with empathy and fairness, and it also involves being kind to ourselves. The difference between being nice and being kind can also be understood through the concepts of moral goodness and moral worth in Stoic philosophy. While being nice involves performing actions that align with virtues, being kind involves developing a virtuous character, which would drive you towards virtuous actions. In order to live a good life, Stoic philosophers emphasized the importance of cultivating virtues in both our actions and our character, which is essential for finding happiness and fulfillment. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.